from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And I know someone who knows that very well is on the line with us right now. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And that is none other than voice of the Golden State Warriors on NBC Sports Bay Area, Bob Fitzgerald. Bob, it's Mark Randy in for Mark Willard alongside Dan Dibley. Thanks for joining us. How you doing? And welcome back from Paris, Bob.
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing great. I know you've been back stateside for a while now. You were busy over the weekend working for another team in town. But what was the experience like for you getting to call another Olympic Games, this time out in Paris?
Well, I mean, 6 Olympics, and they're all different. And I've done everything from swimming in Atlanta to men's and women's water polo in Beijing, where the United States, you know, made the gold medal in both those games. And then the other 4 Olympics are all basketball, which is more in the wheelhouse. But, I love the Olympics, and, you know, I love the success that the men and women of the United States have had in basketball, because I was there in 2004 watching Carlos Arroyo and Puerto Rico beat the United States, that spawned the Redeem Team in 2008. And, you know, then London was super fun for me, getting to work with Doug Collins and Craig Sager, and, you know, then Tokyo with Vince Carter, and then doing the Olympics this year. I ended up having, you know, so many fun games, like Serbia, Australia in the quarterfinals went overtime, and Germany and Greece, and had Giannis a bunch of times and Serbia a bunch of times. So, you know, it's a challenge, but it's fun, and it's a sport I love, and you realize, you know, what a global game it is, and you're always appreciative that for all the national stuff when they call, and keep calling to give you an opportunity, and then getting back in the United States, and, you know, and then going to Nashville to do the 49ers on Saturday was kind of a, you know, a weird left turn, but still fun to do that because I love the NFL and I love the Niners.
Yeah, and it was good to hear you with your old buddy KT, and it had me getting some SaberCats feels, Bob, which is, you know, something
nice.
That maybe only you and I can appreciate back to the mid-aughts when you were doing the play-by. And Keenan was the
analyst. Keenan's one of my best friends. So, I mean, selfishly, I love Kyle. I love John Lynch, Jed York. But, you know, getting to hang with Keenan Turner, you know, and call games and be around the Niners and just what a special season I think they have in front of them. All that's just awesome, you know, every which way.
Yeah, and fun for me because it did make me flash back to, I don't even want to say how many years ago, Bob, because you and I were both younger then, but I was doing the pre and post, and he introduced me to KT, and I kind of feel like he's one of my best friends too, because he's that good of a guy. But I just want to get your thoughts and impressions on what you saw from the man that you dubbed the baby-faced assassin, and, you know, the Human Torch and the rest of it. When you see Steph Curry take over in that moment, was it kind of an awakening for the entire world to see what we've all seen for so many years?
Well, yeah, I get defensive about Steph because what I don't like is, you know, I think he gets fouled all the time in the NBA and gets very little love. I think he's doubted way too much. you know, I was with him early on, you know, in terms of, oh, his ankles are never going to hold up and he's never going to be anything. And, you know, he always says the work will eventually show out. So if you look at the first four games of the Olympics, he had 12 points total, 12 points. And you had the, well, why is he even on the team, and it's his only Olympics, and he shouldn't be playing, and he's only in there because Steve likes him. And that stuff makes me mad. You know, so it's on the semis. I was like, yeah, 36. Let me put that on your head. You know, and then in the gold medal game when France is threatening, you know, four straight threes, and it's just like, don't doubt this man. You know, and Steph said it in 2022 when they beat Boston and, you know, that incredible game in Boston in the Garden in game four that kind of turned that series around is, what are you going to say now? Like, what do you have left to say now? And so, you know, all the things he has to deal with when all he is a good guy and a good dad and a good brother and a good golfer and a good son and a great player and a great face of the franchise. Like, what are you going to say now? Like, and so that's the, I get very fired up in defense of Steph Curry. So for me, I enjoyed the hell out of it. It did not surprise me. And I don't think this guy's nearly, you know, if he's not at the peak of his powers, he's still damn good and people need to appreciate it. Because when he's gone, he's going to be gone and we're never going to get to see this kind of shooter maybe ever again.
Bob Fitzgerald with us here on 95.7 The Game on Willard and Dibbs on the River Islands guest line. Bob, you've been to a number of Olympics, and you were obviously out there for the majority of this one in Paris. I think maybe one of the disconnects between basketball fans, NBA fans, and then fans of watching Team USA in the Olympics is, well, Team USA is just expected to win. Winning is kind of like holding serve or getting par. It's nothing incredibly special because of the talent gap that USA has over these other countries. And obviously, the game is becoming much more global, as you pointed out earlier. But being around these players for a number of Olympics and being able to experience what that's like, how much does this and does representing USA, representing the United States, and winning gold for their country mean for these world-class athletes who have already reached, you know, world championships in the NBA? Because I feel there's a lot of us out there who feel like, well, it's cool, but it doesn't quite mean as much as winning the NBA Finals. But based on how Steph reacted, on how KD reacted, LeBron, and all those guys who have done so much in this game, this accomplishment felt like it meant just as much as almost anything else those guys have done in their careers.
Yeah, I think the thing that, you know, maybe fans don't really realize, and, you know, they don't get into how the sausage is made, but these guys don't get paid. So you're not getting paid. You can't lose, you know? Like, you can't lose. That's, if you lose, you're a failure. If you lose, oh, my God, the United States lost. What kind of pressure is that? You know, they don't, in a seven-game series in the NBA playoffs, you have a bad game, you have a clunker, and all of a sudden you keep going with the series. And if you made the NBA Finals and you lose in the Finals, hey, you made the Finals. What a great year. But for no money, 45 days, you know, because they had training camp in Vegas, and then they went to Abu Dhabi, and then they went to London, and then they went to Lille, which is 140 miles outside of Paris, and then they went to Paris. And to do all that, no money, all the pressure in the world, can't lose. And to come through, that's where that exultation and fun is. But it's also a lot of pride in what USA basketball represents. And, you know, the thing people don't realize, and that's okay because everybody's recency bias, but, you know, in 2000 in Sydney, we, the United States, won the gold medal by 2 points. You know, and then in London against Spain, you know, you win by 7 points. And in Tokyo 3 years ago, we won by 5 points. Like, it's not like this is new that the world is coming. You know, I mean, they won this gold medal again by 11. This wasn't even as close as previous Olympics. And so that's – the world's here. You know, Serbia and Germany and France and Canada, these teams are here. So that's going to make L.A. even more interesting. So when you saddle up and say, I'm going to wear Team USA – you're walking the tightrope, you know, suspended over the Grand Canyon, and you can't fall. And that's a lot of pressure that most guys in sports don't face, that, you know, situation. And you're playing a different game with a different ball and different dimensions and different rules and different officiating. And that isn't our game. That's the FIBA game. And these other countries sometimes play that better than us.
And just real quick on that, Bob, because I am loving the FIBA rules and the 40-minute games and, you know, the way that they officiate it. There's no ability to flop. There's no calls that are just given. What do you make of the way the game is played internationally from a rule standpoint?
Well, I think you're onto a few things, Dibs, in terms of, you know, the court's a little shorter and it's a little more narrow. That's not that big a deal. The shorter three-point line at 22 feet or so instead of 23.9, I'm not for that. That's 22 feet's almost a little too easy. The small ball, the molten ball, is kind of weird. It's lighter. It feels different. But the officiating to where the contact creates an advantage, like, That's old school. You know, nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. You know, let's get rid of the bad breath and fingernail fouls and nice. The constant stoppages and all the free throws and, you know, all the James Harden snap your head back and all this gift free throw crap. I love that it's, you know, a little more physical in FIBA, within reason. I love the TV replays. They make the TV sign. These guys go right there. We mic up the refs and you can hear them talk about it and make a decision. I think that's pretty cool. I'm not for the 10-minute quarters only because it would pay everyone a lot less. They need the time for the commercials and the stoppages. But calling games, they seem to go by real fast, so that's not the end of the world. No, it's a little different flavor of ice cream, but I think it still tastes good. So to me, I enjoy it. I don't know if I'd want to see it every single day, but there's a lot to like about it for sure.
Fitz, these Olympics are kind of like an opportunity for players, kind of like the All-Star game, for all these stars that maybe haven't shared the court together to be able to be teammates and play together. And I don't know how you felt, but watching Steph and LeBron on the court together when they had spent the vast majority of the last decade as adversaries, playing against each other in the finals and in playoff series all these years. You also throw in Kevin Durant, a teammate of Steph Curry again, and you called so many great moments with Steph and KD on the floor together. What was it like being able to watch those three in particular together? And maybe the last time that those three will all be Olympians. Who knows what's going to happen in LA in 4 years, but I imagine that was emotional for them and amazing to watch for you, because those three are three of the best to ever play this game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys like Western movies like Tombstone and stuff like that, but to me it's like, is that Wyatt Earp and Billy the Kid and Doc Holliday and all the gunslingers from the OK Corral are all coming together to face off against? That's, I loved Steph, KD, and LeBron. Oh my God, like the three of those guys together. And while people will marvel at Steph shooting the last two games, and it was incredible, man, was LeBron James something else. Like from the exhibition games all the way through the tournament, at age 39, to do everything LeBron has done. And it was LeBron calling Steph a year ago. LeBron had, you know, I did LeBron's last gold medal game. I mean, he won a gold medal in 2012 in London, and I've done KD's last couple gold medal games. He normally scores 29 or 30 in the gold medal when it matters, and I called him Captain America in Tokyo. But for LeBron to call Steph and go, hey, man, you know, what do you think, Paris, Olympics?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yep, for it. And Steph's like, if you're in, I'm in, and that was it. So, and then KD's like, I'm always playing for the United States. He's now the only man with 4 gold medals, you know, for our country. For those guys all to play and to play well and to play together, yeah, to me it was like the great gunslingers of the Old West, all three of them getting together when it mattered most to, you know, save the day. So I loved every part of that. And I know those guys did too, because there's friendships and respect and relationships, and we needed all three of them, you know, to kind of get over the finish line.
No doubt, especially in the semis. As I was telling Grandy earlier, the three of them kind of tag-teamed their way to lead them back from down 13 in the fourth quarter. And we've talked a lot about Steph Curry and the adrenaline of the moment and chasing a championship and the gold medal and all the rest of it. What do they do, Bob, the Golden State Warriors, to try to get their roster into a spot, not necessarily right away this year, but in the Steph Curry window? How do they get back to that spot where Steph Curry can have those types of moments again where he feels like he's chasing a chip?
I think that's a great question. And, you know, I'm going to use the Serbia fourth quarter to get into it. Serbia had made 5 threes in each of the first three quarters. They went 0-for-9 in the fourth quarter on threes, and a bunch of them were wide open. And the point is, you need luck sometimes in sports. You just need luck. You need good fortune. And if you look at the NBA titles, we've had 6 different winners the last 6 years. And so did anyone see Dallas going to the finals this year? No. You know, but they made a trade midseason, everything kind of clicked, and they were fortunate. And when the Warriors won it in 2022, they never saw Giannis on the other side of the bracket. They never saw Phoenix. Like, they were fortunate, and they were good. And it's okay to be fortunate and good. And so when I look at the Warriors and the way the West is right now, if you give me Steph Curry and Draymond Green, and then I've got Pajemski and Kuminga and Trayce Jackson-Davis, and now, more importantly, Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, DeAnthony Melton, I've got a pretty good team that can play really with anybody. And other than Draymond missing 27 games last year, the Warriors were, they should have been a 50-52 win team, which is right what Dallas was, 50 wins. And then you get into a playoff series. And you know what a team has to do? They have to beat Steph Curry 4 times out of 7. And given where the institutional winning, the coaching of Steve Kerr, the talent level of this team, they would need some good fortune. But why not be in the mix with Minnesota, with OKC? Denver had a chance to go high, but in the last year, they've lost Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Jeff Green. You know, I mean, these are big losses. Bruce Brown. So you look at, is Dallas good? They are. Is OKC good? They are. Is Minnesota good? Yes. Is Denver good? Yes. But so are the Warriors, and so are the Suns. So we're in a different era of the NBA right now. Boston's at a new level. They re-sign everybody. They're amazing. I'll throw a blanket over the next 7 or 8 teams and say, given good fortune or given the right trajectory, any one of those 7 or 8 can be in the mix. And those are the big games you're talking about to see Steph on the biggest stage. I don't think his days on the biggest stage are over. I really don't. I always thought they had one more run in them and they won the title in 2022. There will be important playoff games to come, you know, but the step up will be for Kuminga and Pajemski and Trace to help Melton, Kyle Anderson, and Hield to get to the Hall of Famers of Steph and Draymond. They're going to need everybody on board, you know, to be as good as they can possibly be.
Bob Fitzgerald, voice of the Warriors, with us here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Fitz, there's no one better to ask this question to, having chronicled Steph Curry's entire career. I know we still have, hopefully, a number of good years left with Steph Curry in the NBA and as a Golden State Warrior, but when it's all said and done, that fourth and final three that he made down the stretch to seal the deal, as Noah Eagle, your colleague, put it, the golden dagger, where do you think that will stand as signature shots in Steph Curry's career. There's so many that come to mind. I think of, obviously, there were some moments in the finals against the Celtics, both game four and game six stand out. There was the three he hit over Anthony Davis in the corner.
The first round of that, 2015.
There was the three-quarter court shot he hit in the next round against Memphis in that similar. I mean, where does this one stand? It's on a different stage. It's a gold medal match. There's so many to choose from. But when it's all said and done, where do you think that moment will rank among Steph's best?
I mean, it's going to be, you know, in the top 10. There's no doubt about it. I also would put the shot against the Knicks to break the all-time three-point record and just what that meant and what that felt like. But I'm going to go to the Anthony Davis corner three. You know, you had New Orleans. They elected not to foul. Warriors miss. Rebound Mo Spates. Find Steph in the corner. I mean, Anthony Davis has the wingspan of a pterodactyl. So, you know, how he got it over him, I have no idea. Anthony Davis completely landed on him and fouled him. It should have been a four-point play. Steph never saw the ball once it left his hand. And it rainbowed perfectly in, and the Warriors won, and that kind of triggered the whole kind of playoff run. You know, and then you have the Memphis one where you want to talk about just taking a whole building away and with one shot from three-quarter court. You know, that's just, you got to be kidding me. So I've seen so many of them. You love it. You're never surprised by it. And you just appreciate it because you're watching greatness. And you just see, you know, we've seen, because they record everything now, you know, Steph make 91 corner threes warming up in Chicago at a random Tuesday practice. I mean, there's just stuff he does that defies kind of description. So, but no, that one, you know, and I love Noah's call. Mine would have been, there's a gold medal at the end of that rainbow, you know, type of thing. That's probably what I would have said. But
I love it.
You know, he gets in these moments, and you know, it's like, you know, two guys on it, doesn't matter. Like, he's made three in a row. Like, that is the Human Torch. Like, that thing is going in. And so it's fun to see that and feel it. And, you know, even his career high, the 62, you know, he had against Portland, you know, it was COVID, but which meant a lot of people were watching on TV, and it was a fun game to call. But he just gets in these moments where, man, a lot of people in this world have shot a basketball. Professionally, collegiately, high school, and all of us just randomly fooling around. This guy shoots a basketball better than anyone in the history of our planet, and we get to watch it. And that's something we should just never take for granted.
And I was even putting it in a hand-eye coordination space, Fitz, and I was thinking about the greatest hand-eye coordination athletes of all time, and I threw out Roger Federer, and you could talk about Barry Bonds, you know, being able to put bat to ball, and Steph Curry, the ability to not only to shoot it, because yes, to shoot the basketball in an NBA game is remarkable, but that picture that you saw from the gold medal game when Wemby's closing out on him, 7 foot whatever, with his arms straight up, and yet Steph is able to hoist it above and make it. I don't know who else you would put on your Rushmore of just hand-eye coordinated athletes, like Tiger Woods?
Well, I mean, the thing is with Steph is, you know, let's not even get into golf or ping pong or softball or all the other things that he's so amazing at. The thing I would tell people, and he doesn't show it off enough, at some point we'll have to video the whole thing, his left-handed jumper is probably better than a third of the guys in the NBA.
Wow.
His left-handed jumper. Like, if he, you know, hey, let's shoot threes left-handed or 20-footers left-handed. That's how good he is. So it defies description, you know, and that, you know, when I've played golf with him a number of times, fortunately, and you play with some pros and guys that are like on the tour, and they marvel at his golf swing, and that's hand-eye and stuff too. So I don't know. It's elite, like in every level, and then you throw in just a relentless work ethic, just thousands and thousands of shots and just superior fitness. And, you know, then all the other things he does philanthropically and he does as a dad and all, like, there's almost not enough hours in the day for, you know, the schedule he keeps kind of year round.
Last one for you, Bob, and then we'll let you get out of here. It was announced or reported earlier today that the Dallas Mavericks with Klay Thompson would return to the Bay Area November 12th. I know Steph and Steve have talked about how it hasn't really set in that Klay is no longer a Warrior. That reality will set in come training camp before the season begins. What will the emotions be like inside a Chase Center November 12th when Klay returns wearing a Mavericks jersey?
And it's going to be all love. that's going to be all love. Like, the Bay loves Clay. I love Clay. Everybody loves Clay. There's not – you can't have a sideways thought about Clay Thompson, like, in any way, shape, or form. There's going to be a statue in front of him in that Chase Center. It's going to be well-deserved. And, you know, I hope Clay goes for 50 in that game and the Warriors win by 1 point. You know, like, that would be how I would view it. But now, it's the ovation when he came back after 2 years of being injured was insane. The introduction for Clay and the video that the Warriors will show honoring him, I think, will equally be, you know, pretty incredible.
So you think the Boo Birds won't be out, Fitz? Is that what you're saying?
No. Now, the one thing about Dub Nation, like, I'm getting ready for season 32.
Get out of here, Fitz. You can't be that old. If you're I'm that old. God.
Yeah, but, you know, so I've seen it all. I've seen it from the, you know, making the playoffs one time in 18 years to six trips to the finals and four titles and four parades and all that stuff. The one thing about Warrior fans is they are as classy and as loyal and as fierce as any group in sports in any city. And if you earn their love and respect, you never lose it. And so what I get a kick out of is even the last year, we had Monte Ellis come back and Jason Richardson come back and Baron Davis come back and Antoine Jameson come back, is that if you're part of Dub Nation, man, they embrace you. And it goes to Mo Spates and Leandro Barbosa and David West. And so Clay? I mean, are you kidding me? You know, Clay coming back? Like, that's – you can't hug that guy tight enough.
Yeah.
So that's going to be just it's going to be an amazing night. Like I said, I hope he goes for 50 and the Warriors win by one.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that night for sure and the whole season and to listen to you on the call for another year. Bob, appreciate your time as always. We'll catch you up next time.
All right, guys. Always available. Dibs, good hearing your voice. Now, it's easy if it's just Mark and Dibs. I can go Willard. I can go Grandy. I can just say Mark and I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. This is Mark with a C, which don't tell the other Mark, but we prefer Mark with a C.
Yes,
not a
sir.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Right, thanks, Bob.
He's the best. Bob Fitzgerald with us here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Appreciate him taking out the time and joining us on the River Islands guest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.